Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples joins us today to talk about cotton acreage in Texas. Now, how many acres do we have planted this year?
USDA reports that 5.7 million acres of upland cotton were planted in Texas in 2013. Let's put that into context, Tony. That is a 13% decrease from last year when there was more than 6.5 million acres planted.
So why has there been a decline?
There are a few major reasons that have caused the decline in recent years. First off, drought conditions have devastated Texas for the last several years. South Plains cotton farmers have to fight more weather conditions than they care to count, from wind and hail to heat and cold. That's in addition to the widespread drought, which is impacting much of the state. While some producers have the option to irrigate their cotton acres, there's no substitute for rainfall, and many other areas are just at the mercy of whatever rainfall comes during the growing season.
What are producers doing to conserve?
Well, it's just not easy. The drought conditions have been tough on all Texas farmers, including those growing cotton. Organizations like the Texas Alliance for Water Conservation work hard to educate growers about water use, which should lead to more efficient practices. Researchers continue to emphasize that better practices for water management and more efficient water use will pay dividends in the future. It is a very expensive proposition running those pumps, paying the fuel bills associated with it, and depleting their water resource.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.